He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast.
It's another edition of Colm and Lucy, the best bits, our weekly podcast. All the best bits from the week in under 20 minutes. Coming up, the soap stars that became pop stars. A listener whose dad was mistaken for Bill Clinton. Songs that have had a resurgence because they featured in a movie. And the things you accidentally threw into the washing machine. It's all here. Colm and Lucy podcast. We're going to bring in the top 10 soap stars to pop stars, literally voted by you this morning, and thank you for it. In at number 10, Stefan Dennis, who is Paul Robinson in Neighbours. Gonna make you feel good. Okay, if that wasn't brilliant, at number 9 is Adam Ricketts. He was Nick Tilsey in Coronation Street. Let's move on with Henry Craig McLaughlin. In Neighbours. The Neighbours are home and away. It was Neighbours, wasn't it? Craig McLaughlin. Who was cancelled and then uncancelled and got a huge award from the cops, up to 6,000-7,000 euros. That's Mona. Holly Valance. Rocking up the charts, soap star to superstar, Holly Valance and Kiss Kiss. Let's move to Michelle Gale. At number 5, no, at number 6 is Michelle Gale. Michelle Gale, of course, played Hattie in EastEnders, not for too long. She was good. Who gets to marry a queen? Anita Dobson did. She married Brian May. Of course, she was Inge in EastEnders, and she actually sang the theme tune, which was goddamn awful. Number 4, Danny Minogue. Played Emma Jackson in Home and Away. We don't really remember her, but we do remember her sister at number 3. Kylie Minogue's Locomotion. I think that's really where it all started, wasn't it? That might have been Kylie's perfect moment. This is Martine's perfect moment at number 2. Oh my gosh, what a great tune. Who's doing that? Now, because it's his birthday today, we got to finish with the number 1. Oh God, Nick Berry, huh? Once the dream. Wixie, soap star, in time you'll see. To pop star.
Good morning.
They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So everyone has a claim to fame. Everybody. Like Gary.
Morning, Colm.
Morning, Gary.
What claim to fame? Oh, years ago in the RDS, I remember Depeche Mode played and they filmed the video. It was like a live video for A Question of Lust.
Oh, yeah.
I was in there. I was up the front row enjoying the concert, and I was kind of filmed as being in the video.
Wow. Gary's in it. How cool is that, Gary?
Morning, Colm and Lucy. My claim to fame was back in the day when I was a young one. I did Irish dancing.
Yeah.
And our Irish dancing teacher brought us to America for a trip. For a month, and we danced in the White House and got a personal tour of the White House and a personal meet with President Carter.
Wow.
That's my claim to fame. Love the show. Bye.
Jimmy Carter, huh? Joe.
Morning, Colm. Lucy, just on your team there with your claim to fame. I remember as a child, I used to be in a pipe band, and we were doing the Patrick's Day Parade one year. I was only about 10, and we were all lined up waiting to go, and Benji, who was a big boy at the time from the Arraigns, or the Arraigns, should I say, got a picture with me, took me pipes out of me, pretended to play them, while I had my fingers stuck in my ears.
Right.
And that showed up, and that was in the newspaper the next day in school. Everybody had a great laugh. Brilliant. I can't find that photo for the life of me.
Cheers. Oh, isn't that great when you appear? Listen, if you ever appear in a photo or any of your kids in a newspaper, get it, frame it, keep it. It's something really special to have. And you'll think about, you'll have a copy of it, but get a hard copy. Generally, the photojournalist will organise a hard copy for you as well. Ali, what have you got?
Morning, Colm.
Morning, Ali.
Ali here from Swords.
Yeah.
It's not my claim to fame, it's my dad's. He, in the 90s, resembled Bill Clinton. And himself and his friend Brian were in New York having dinner, and they spotted Pele across the room.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, I have to go across and get his autograph. And as they approached the table, Pele and all his entourage all stood up and bowed and welcomed Mr. President. They thought it was Bill Clinton coming over to him.
Oh, brilliant.
So I think that's a pretty good claim to fame.
Oh, that, the show. Thank you. Thank you. That is a pretty good claim to fame. When you can get Pelé to bow to you. You just keep going with it. Just keep going with it all the way.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So, there is a great list going around. How many times have I started a link by saying there is a great list going around? Because I love lists, and there is a great list going around. And it's about songs that came back to life because of movies. Running Up That Hill from Kate Bush, possibly one of the biggest resurgent successes of years. Because I can't remember which of the kids walked around with headphones in Stranger Things and constantly played Running Up That Hill. That was sort of like it would keep him away from evil. Or was it a girl? I can't remember anyway. But anyway, it was from Stranger Things. So Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush, was from Stranger Things. And Sophie Ellis Spector from Saltburn. 087-188-0008. Are there songs that you can remember and going, wow, like that's just, everyone is singing that song again for because it appeared in this movie. What a tune. What was the movie? Anchorman. Also, I think the resurgent movie Starsky and Hutch that appeared in as well. Great tune. Suddenly everybody was singing the Buttercups. Was it an average hit in the 70s? Possibly. But then appeared in the movie There's Something About Mary. And then everyone just knows Build Me Up a Buttercup. What else have we got here? Great song. Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. That was from the 70s as well, wasn't it? That appeared in Guardians of the Galaxy. We were just saying earlier on, possibly one of the finest soundtracks, because they really, like Quentin Tarantino, they looked for the not so obvious, and then suddenly went, wow, what is that song they're playing in that movie? So that was from Guardians of the Galaxy. Shane wants to get in on this. What have you got, Shane?
Stuck in the Middle of With You, yeah. And Reservoir Dogs.
Absolutely. Actually, any Quentin Tarantino movie. What a great tune. That's it. Thank you, Quentin Tarantino.
One of my favourites, Colin, was Unchanged Melody when it came back with Ghost. It was actually my wedding song in 1997.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That became such a huge song after Ghost, and then got covered. Robson and Jerome also did a version of that. Got covered by absolutely everybody. Louise, what have you got?
Just sending a little voice note to say how much I agree with you about the soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. I actually have the movie on sometimes just so I can listen to the music in the background. I love that I'm Not in Love. Mm. And the first one on the Hooked on a Feeling, I think it is. But yeah, great. Can't wait to hear the rest of the tunes that you play. Talk to you soon.
Now, I don't want you to go away from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio because we play loads of these songs, but there is a Spotify list as well which features Guardians of the Galaxy. You can go and buy the CDs as well. That would have been a great job to choose the music for that movie. All right, one more. Becky, what have you got?
The song Shoop was in Deadpool.
Right.
And I hadn't heard it in so long, and then it was in the Deadpool movies.
Yeah, yeah.
At least the first one for sure. And I was singing Shoop for days.
Ooh. Great song.
No. Not you. You. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn.
God, that makes me want to go off and get a salt and pepper CD out.
Here I go.
What have you thrown into the old washing machine? There's a thread going around on X, formerly known as Twitter. When are we actually going to drop the formerly known as? Just call it X. Anyway, I don't really care. But what if you threw in a Cartier watch?
My daddy was a jeweller and he won a prize of a Cartier watch.
Beautiful.
And he put it through, left it in his shirt pocket.
Yeah.
And it went through the washing machine and the tumble dryer. I think it was the tumble dryer that did all the damage. Thanks, Patricia from Blatt.
I'd love to know, with these stories, was it working afterwards? Like, is it worth going out to buy a Cartier watch today? Like, if it's just a bit of an old washing machine is going to wreck it, what's the point? You want a watch that really goes through everything, don't you? You're not getting in on my watch story, are you?
Ah, just... What? Why do people keep... not forgetting to go through the basket.
Hang on a second. You just said you put your bronzer in a couple of weeks ago.
Not a couple of weeks ago. When I was 17, bronzer went into my washing machine. I learned.
Yeah, basically for 2 weeks, everything you wore was brown.
It was kind of terracotta. It was like my cheeks.
Terracotta.
It gave it a bit of a glow.
Mary, get in
walking
here.
Walking around Blackrock.
Hi, Callum and Lucy. Mary Collins here from Cork.
Mary.
I put a screwdriver into the washing machine once. It was in my husband's, the pocket of my husband's sweatshirt.
That's why you don't wash your partner's stuff. Cause
why would you have in your pocket a screwdriver? Well, you're ready for anything, aren't you? Really, aren't you? You're that guy. Something's loose there.
Or,
I have to have a screwdriver with you.
Or you need a little help.
There you go. Okay. Maybe he was fixing the washing machine. He fell in. Viv, what did you happen to you?
Hi, yeah, Viv here in Limerick. Years ago, I was putting on a wash, put my dressing gown into the washing machine, and then went to ring someone and looking for my phone. Couldn't find my phone. Luckily, I realised just in time, stopped the washing machine, and yes, the phone was in the pocket of the dressing gown.
There
Thanks,
it goes.
Mel. Bye.
Should be an alert, maybe, or even some sort of beeping if something goes into a washing machine that's not meant to be there. You know what I mean? I don't know, again, I'm not the person to make this washing machine.
God, washing machines are contentious. Does yours ever smell?
Ah, they would, yeah.
Get a bit divvily.
Yeah, well, they lots of dampy, divvily, everything. Yeah, dampy and divvily.
Nothing worse than a smelly dishwasher or washing machine.
There you go. Let's finish with Claire, because her washing machine smelt of milk.
Morning, lads. Blame it on the baby brain, but once I put the drum of milk, you know, the 2 litre thing of milk into the washing machine.
Yeah.
And I only realised when I couldn't find my milk for the coffee and I looked at the washing machine and there it was going round and round with my towels and socks. Thankfully, it was a cold wash, so the plastic didn't melt or anything. But safe to say, I did not use that milk afterwards.
No.
It's Claire in West Cork.
No,
bye.
Thanks, Claire.
Yeah, yeah.
Liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.